The State Board of Higher Education has tabled any decision about granting tenure to college presidents after the Council of College Faculties raised concerns in a letter to the board. Under the proposal, board policy on tenure would be changed so that if an out-of-state candidate for a college presidency is tenured, that could be transferred to the college with board approval. It was proposed by Chancellor Mark Hagerot.
This is an example of the board finding barriers to recruiting quality people from the outside, and this will give the board the option to give tenure, because the word says may. That's the operative word. The board may award tenure. My strong recommendation is that you would use this tool, but now with this policy change, you will have a policy that allows you to do that.
Council of College Faculty President Deborah Dragseth of Dickinson State University says faculty on all 11 campuses have concerns about the proposal, ranging from financial concerns to collegiality.
We don't see tenure as a perk. We see tenure as something that's very much part of our university process and something that's earned over 7 years.
Board member Casey Ryan moved to table the issue, pending more discussion with the faculty members.
We need to come to something that's written that can respect both sides, but also doesn't lock us into creating adversity, which we don't know, it may never show up. But if it does, it will be contentious at that point in time.
The board voted 4-2 to table it. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.